Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. Today I wanted to talk to you about how OCD attack begins and what you can do to minimize that attack. I've had severe OCD myself, as you probably know, and I've been helping others recover for the last 10 years. And the way OCD works in everyone is pretty much the same. The themes are different, the situations are different, but the way OCD works is the same. A person will get a thought, and by a thought, I mean a thought, an urge, an image, a sensation, at about, sometimes you get it at 10 out of 10, that automatic feeling, but a lot of the times they'll get it at, say, 8 out of 10, 8 and a half, something like that. And then, what do you do? So that came in on autopilot, that's not you, but now what do you do? Are you going to react with fear, take it seriously? So you take that fear that comes in automatically and multiply it by reacting, right? Versus, are you going to take that 8 and just, okay, sure. If you tell OCD, it will tell you, of course, that this is the last thought you will ever have. If you don't figure this out or if you don't do the compulsion, all the bad things of the world will happen. Of course, again, same for everyone. So try to call its bluff and say, okay, OCD, you think that this is going to be my permanent thought. I will never let this one go. This will be the final one. Never mind, I've had a million of them before this, but this will be the final one. This is the one. Okay. All right. Let's see. And continue to go on with the day. Don't solve it. Don't do anything. So it tried to attack you, but you kind of blocked it. And when you're blocking it, it's not disappearing. It's still there being blocked, right? So you're continuing to go about your day doing things, and this thing is in the back of your mind. But actively, you're not engaging it. If you don't actively engage it, which means don't go into a separate room, don't lay down, don't put yourself in a position where you can have a lot of time to think. If you are in a situation such as if you have a job, for example, a lot of people are suffering because they're working remotely and they have a lot of time to think. Try to do what you can in your situation. Call somebody, talk about non-OCD topics, put yourself in a task that you kind of have to finish once you started. So do something that will not allow you to ruminate for a little bit of time. What will happen is the anxiety will spike. And then because you're, again, still not engaging it, it will drop down. I've done this when I was going through OCD. I've done this so many times. Avoided so many OCD attacks that I know would have been bad if I just did rumination, if I just did reassurance. And it's not a perfect process. You will fall down. You will fall into an attack. You will fall into rumination. But that moment when you first get a thought, again, feeling, sensation, whatever. When you first get it, how you react in that moment is critical. And it's important to note as well that you have to have a situation where you have not clear mind to act correctly, but have a little bit of breathing room in your life to react correctly. It's hard to react correctly if you're overstressed, if you're running a million miles per hour. You don't have time to think. And because you don't have time to think, the easiest thing is just to do reassurance. So I'll just do that just to kind of put a band-aid on it and just get through the day because I got so many things to do, right? So try to also create a situation where you're not taking on anything extra while doing recovery work. And if you do this, I'm telling you, you will see that I have so many stories, I could say, but can't because of privacy, where people are in a really bad situation and start to feel much better when they start to do this recovery work. So you will see results. And then you have to keep up with results. And a big problem that I find with people doing recovery work is actually when they start to feel a lot better, they stop doing recovery work. I find that a very common problem when helping people recover. So you feel good, track the time, reduce, don't ruminate as much as possible. You feel bad, same thing. You know, it doesn't matter how much work you're going to do, depending on how you feel. Do you know what I'm saying? You have to do it no matter what, every single day, like a job, for the next 6 months. And then after that, when you're at zero, when you see that I'm really not ruminating, I don't need to track it, I don't have any issues anymore, then you can let go. And then again, you have to watch it the first, I would say, first 6 months after the recovery, 6 months, right? So first year, you have to watch not to put yourself in too much stress, so to let the brain heal, because on the physical level, it's actually healing. I hope you find my videos helpful. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to do one-on-one recovery program with me, all the information's on youhaveocd.com. You can sign up from there and book a session from there. I'll see you tomorrow.